Introducing Ella Weber, 9:02 on a Tuesday morning. It's the second day of Hanukkah. Where to light Ner Hanukkah? And if you don't know by now, I guess we'll find out.
Okay, so it is true that we've done this topic before, but I'm interested in discussing it in a different context here, which is much less the halacha of where exactly, but how this plays out in three different areas, which I'm fascinated by. One, Pirsumei Nisa, meaning when we talk about the concept of Pirsumei Nisa, which literally means to publicize the miracle, who's the target audience?
The public.
Yeah.
This is a rhetorical question, as I'm just...
Start
like a simple thing. Gentiles? Again, rhetorical. Just saying, right? Is there a concept, could it in theory be the case that I am a farsen in ace to myself? No, I know. Let's do it this way, okay? Let's say you light, and the only people, you light the way Jews traditionally did. You light in your house, okay? Everybody in your family knows about Hanukkah. They're waiting for the presents. Right? So, one question I'm interested in is, what does Pirsumei Nisa mean? I'm not sure I know the answer to any of these questions, but it obviously has to do with the question of lighting inside or outside, as the fundamental question, has a lot to do with what we think of as Pirsumei Nisa. The second thing that I'm interested in is, I want to ask for us, my father, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, always lit inside. To the extent there was a minhag in my family, it was to light inside, and I'll bet that's the case for every person sitting here.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Huh?
I come from the mezuzah.
Yeah, well, wherever it is. When I grew up, I didn't know anybody who lit outside.
Okay?
For good reason.
One second. I'm willing to take a question. For what reason? Yeah, what's the good reason?
We were moved indoors because of the Persians.
You're Persian?
No, because of
I grew up in Long Beach.
In Long Beach, they acted like the Persians.
I don't think so.
The wind.
Okay.
The wind
could blow. Okay, great. There's a lot of reasons. All I'm saying is... Good. All I'm
Persians.
Yes. Of all the people there, Mr. Wise is the only one who could honestly say, when I grew up, you couldn't light outside, and nobody would disagree. Okay, fine.
My time, too.
Okay, good.
I'm almost old as he is.
Okay, where did you grow up?
Huh?
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Poland.
Okay.
But I went to New York when I was 13.
Okay, so that makes me younger. Okay, fine. Are they the anti-Semites? Okay, fine. Now, last thing.
Yeah.
When you don't know what to do, when you're in a suffix situation, right? I want to touch on what I think is an interesting point. Sometimes there are easy way out, and we don't think of them. Okay? Just, if you had to fix something, normally the question is, well, a suffix bracha. Right? I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not, so I have to make it, it's binary. I have to decide, do I make a bracha, right? If I make a bracha that I don't need, it might be a bracha of batala. If I don't, right? But sometimes it turns out, and I'll give away, like now, lighting in more than one place, so long as you only make one bracha, doesn't seem that bad to me.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll get there eventually. Those are the things that I want to talk about. But obviously, first we have to talk about just the narrow issue. Let's start with the narrow issue of where are you supposed to light Ner Hanukkah, right? In a perfect world, where are you supposed to light Ner Hanukkah? Says the Gemara in source number one, again, Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, there's only two blots of stuff on Chanukah. Tana Rabbanan. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah lahaniach, lahanicha, al petach beito mi bachot. Okay? The mitzvah, the obligation to light Ner Chanukah should be done, al petach beito mi bachot. Outside, we'll forget all the details. Outside your front door is where you're supposed to light Ner Hanukkah. And I just want to point out a word which will be hard to translate, even though it's so simple. What is it? There's no machlokas. Ner Hanukkah, mitzvah lahanicha al petach beitomi vachutz. I forgot to bold it. What does the word mitzvah mean in this context? Now I'm ready for class participation. Just put out the range. What's the range of possibilities?
You could too, but you don't necessarily have to.
It's a nice thing. Okay, do it in halakha lechatchila. It should be lit as. What's the other possibility? Yeah, that's the mitzvah. When it says mitzvah lahadlika ba'erev, nobody thinks, well, you could do it in the afternoon, but it would be best to do it at night. The word mitzvah is a tough word to translate in this context, and it'll be very important for us to understand, because there's no machlokas here. Let's be clear. The Gemara says the din is mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah outside in front of your front door. Huh? It doesn't say presuming Nisa. It just says that that's the mitzvah. Now, there's a technicality. What if you live in an apartment building? So, says the Gemara, Im hayadar ba'aliyah, if you live upstairs, manicha b'chalon hasmucha l'shut harabim. Okay, then you light in the window. Here, I think Mr. Wise is right. It's got to be presuming Nisa. Right? Presumably, the understanding is, I can't light outside, because I live in an apartment building. That's going to turn out to be a big machlokas, right? Because it's hard to have so many people light in the same place. And that comes up la-halacha, right? You live in an apartment building, there are 100 Orthodox Jews in the building. They all want to light outside at the front entrance. Yeah. It could just be, you know...
You can't recognize it, Jews from there.
You go to Brisk Yeshiva, they're all stacked up.
Okay, so there is an issue of trying to see... By the way, I assume that's the case in every yeshiva,
yeah.
Right? That there isn't a need or an importance in halacha that you should be able to see, when you look, you'd see what night it is. Right? So if you have all these menorahs in a row, you go... It's night 142. So
yeah.
That's the problem. Okay, but that's the second halacha. So you light in the window, and now here's the line we need. Ubisha'at hasakana. I'll just translate it fairly. In a time of danger, manicha al shulchano vidayo. Okay, what's the sense you get? When there's a danger, which we're not really sure exactly what a danger is, but let's go with the usual. Let's go with the Mr. Wiser danger. The Goyim. Okay?
Well, it's based on the...
Right, but Manicha al Shulchanov Vidayo, I think, means, look, you really should be lighting outside. What are you going to do? Right? The Goyim, what are you going to do? So, leave it on your table, Vidayo. But the sense, I think, from the word Dayo is it's clearly Vidyevet. Okay? You have no choice. Nobody thinks that Hadlakas Neres Chanukah is Yaharg Val Yavar. You know, I'll show those anti-Semites. Let them throw rocks at me. Nobody thinks that you have to do that. Okay? But it clearly sounds like Manichal Shulchanov V'dayo, what are you going to do? Right? You have no choice. You lie outside. But what's another possibility for Sakana that's going to come up later, which I think isn't really fair in context?
Burn down the house?
Oh, burn down the house, but that's not the case, because Bishata Sakana, you could always burn down the house. Although in Israel, you really can't. When Rav Meidan came to our house in Teaneck, he could not stop talking about how stupid we are because we build houses out of wood. He's like, who builds a house out of wood? Doesn't it catch on fire? So we said, well, we don't light it on fire. So it doesn't, you know. So here, it's not so easy. But what's another Sakana?
Weather.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't think that that's shot. I just, when you read it in this context, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's what they meant. Bishata sakana, what's a sakana? It might blow out.
But it doesn't matter. What's your light?
No, it doesn't matter if by all reasonable measures it should light. If it then blows out. But if you light an outdoor menorah, you go, I can't believe that it blew out. That really would be fair.
Bishata sakana has nothing to do with the Jews that are in the sakana. The light is in the window or...
So that's a good point. No, that's why Manichal Shulchanov. Bishasa Sakana, you light on...
For me, it's...
Goyim.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, and I think you got to be right, because the other thing is, if it was the weather, so light in the window.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's my sense. But you'll be right. We'll see later on people saying the problem with lighting outside is the weather. And I already thought, it's supposed to be a storm tomorrow night.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My father-in-law, Zichrono Levracha, was the rabbi in Montreal. Yes. And he had like a flamethrower.
Yes.
He lit outside, like in the snow.
Wow.
And it was like, I was never there. Elk used to tell me, like, it didn't light so easily. You know, it's 20 below, and the wind is howling. It's got this thing. Not, you know.
Using the flamethrower. But
okay.
Why not just look in historical context?
Because the reason why is because you. I don't like when you do that, first of all. Second of all, because I'm trying to translate a line, and you're
but
bringing
danger,
me, like, Sefer Machabim, too.
You know, they're really in danger from... not just any gun that would kill you over fire.
So first of all, I'm with Mr. Weiser, which is, it's not that they, if they'll only throw stones, you should do it. No, I don't think you have to put yourself at risk at all. I think that's halacha. I think you go inside. But it all relates to, is inside completely fake? Really, the din is outside. If you have no choice, or is it otherwise? And again, we all come from a world where there wasn't tremendous anti-Semitism, and nobody lit outside, right? I just like that's the fact.
Yeah,
okay.
The custom was inside already.
Okay. Now, Rashi says, "Why do you light outside?" End of the second line. Rashi says, "Mi bachutz, mishum pirsumei nisa." Like Mr. Weiser said, the reason to light outside, there's no magic to outside. It's just that's where people will see it. Okay.
If you're in Denver or New York, you don't put it outside because. No, it doesn't mean to any. Doesn't mean anything to anybody.
In New York?
I mean, not. I'm not talking in New York.
Like Poughkeepsie. You're not talking.
It's okay.
On the way here, I was listening to the radio. They're interviewing the Chabad Shaliach in Siberia, where he was bragging about how they have a big menorah. You know, I don't know. Who's he doing it for? Maybe it really is the Goyim.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? How could? Maybe that's right. Okay.
One second. In Denver, they had a Chabad.
That's like saying.
And they had it was out front.
There's something really unique about Denver. There's a Chabad there. Wow.
All over.
They lit outside. They always like what it is.
Okay, now.
Even in India.
By the way, I don't want to get into the whole Chabad thing, but I'm not sure that there's a mitzvah lighting in Times Square. There's a mitzvah to light in your house. There's a mitzvah to light outside of your house. The whole Chabad thing is relatively new. I'm not saying anything, but if I ever got like famous enough, like if I was Rami Levy, and they were mechabed me to light in Mamilla, I don't know that I'd make a bracha. Like it's a nice thing, but like
do they
what
make a bracha the Chabad in these?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. Okay, now here it is. What's sakana? Rashi's now going to tell us. What does the word sakana mean in the Gemara? Last full line. Shahayu lahem leparsiim, Persians.
Yeah.
Somebody said that. Chok biyom edam. They had some kind of rule on the day of their holiday. Shelo yaviru ner ella bebeit avodah zarah shelahem. Lighting a candle was against the rules. Maybe it's Christmas time. I don't know exactly.
No,
you know,
the fire religion.
There was Zoroastrians that worship fire.
You can only light on a certain day.
Well, why would they have?
No,
a day
but I'm saying Yom Eidam means the
you
day.
Can only light on the day that they set up.
Yo, we're not turning this into a Zoroastrian history class. But Yom Eidam means on the day of their holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So that's Mr. Weiser. Rashi says there could be other pshat, but Rashi says sakana means exactly what you would think it would mean.
Yeah.
It means that the goyim will get angry at you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, now, what's the halacha? Let's look in source number 2 in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. The Mechaber says as follows: Ner Chanukah Manichal Al Petach Hasamok Lishut Harabim Mibachutz. Right? It just because we don't notice it enough, the Mechaber doesn't make things up. He copied it from the Gemara. There's no other shita. The first line in the Shulchan Aruch is exactly word for word the Gemara, because there's no reason for it not to be.
Yeah.
And now it gives you some details. Im habayit patuach l'shut harabim, manicho al pitcho. Meaning, like our houses, if outside of your house is l'shut harabim, is the street, so you do it at the door. V'im yesh chatzar lifnei habayit, if you have a front yard, manicho al petach ha-chatzar, then you put it in the front of your yard, again, presumably because then more passerbys will see it. V'im hayad dar ba'aliyah, this again is going to be the Gemara, you live upstairs. She'ein lo petach patuch l'shut harabim, he adds some words here, right? You don't have a doorway to l'shut harabim, manichol b'chalon asamuch l'shut harabim. Okay? Put it in a window that everybody can see. And he quotes again the Gemara. U'bishat ha-sakana, and he adds the words, she'eino rasha'ai l'kayem ha-mitzvah. Now this is open to more interpretations. this could be your guys, the Zoroastrians, right? Maybe it could be the weather. You know, he just says, what if Shata Sakana? She'eino Rasha'ai L'Kayim HaMitzvah. For whatever reason, you can't do it. And it's interesting when he says L'Kayim HaMitzvah. Here you get the sense that the mitzvah is to light outside. Right? If you can't light outside, you can't do the mitzvah. Okay, but then Manicho Al Shulchano V'dayo. What are you going to do?
You know, it seems to me if you leave light in the window, you're making a mitzvah. It seems that you're not making a mitzvah for some mitzvah.
No, you light in the mitzvah. You light in the window for the purpose of pursuing Nisa. I don't think you could argue that, let's say you have a really good window, right, that faces the street and everybody sees it. I don't see how you could argue that there's less pursuing Nisa in the window.
Where it says,
you're saying, what? You're saying,
because you're not making pursuing Nisa.
Could be.
But if you're lighting in the window, which is still indoors,
okay.
It doesn't say that.
Right. Could be. So maybe you're right. No, maybe the better diuk is he's not talking about the weather.
Right.
He's also talking about goyim, because otherwise you would light in the window.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. Could be. Could be. By the way, that's proof that none of us ever lit inside because of anti-Semitism. Right? Nobody's ever lit on the kitchen table or the dining room table. Everybody lights in a window. Right? Which is just proof of the fact
right.
that we're not worried that people will see.
Yeah.
We just, for some strange reason, lost the halacha. Okay? Let's go on. Source number three. Now you see something interesting. Source number three. Now, to be honest with you, what we're going to see now is I'm skipping hundreds of years. Meaning the Gemara is whatever, in the 400s, right? That's what everybody did. You'll now see a Ramah that reflects what the Minhag had been in the time of the Rishonim. So I would say it was already, you know, 1100s, 1200s, 1300s. The Ramah writes in the 1500s. But let's read. Source number three. Okay? Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov, Reish Ayin Aleph, same Siman as before, but this time Seif Zayin. Mitzvah lahanicho betefach hasamuch lepetach mismol. Interesting halacha. It's not just a persume nisa, but you're supposed to light in the doorway on the left side of the door. Why? Kidei shetehei mezuzah miyimin. So some people say that you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs, right? One side is your mezuzah, the other side is your Ner Chanukah. By the way, it already starts hinting at something else, right? What's a time where you find mitzvah where we use mezuzah and doorways? We don't do it. But it happened once in history.
Pesach.
Right? We put blood on the doorway. Okay? So there are people who already see hints of, you know, not just you being surrounded by a mezuzah, you're surrounded by mitzvahs, but the mezuzah thing. Now, by the way, that's another interesting thing. Where do you put a mezuzah? Or say it this way. When are you chayav in the mitzvah of mezuzah? Trick question.
When you move into a home.
Or say, forget all the details. If you have a house. Right? A homeless person is not mevatel the mitzvah mezuzah. It just doesn't apply to him. Okay? The same issue can be raised with respect to Ner Chanukah. Right? It could be that the placement of Ner Chanukah isn't just, well, there's a mezuzah on the right, so we'll do this on the left because it's a lovely thing. No, it could be that Ner Chanukah is a chovas habayis. Right? Every house has an obligation to light a menorah. And if you don't have a house, you don't have the mitzvah. That's an interesting discussion in halacha. Again, thank God it's not halacha l'maisa for anybody we know. But it's a very, very interesting halacha. Certainly it might, you know. Rav Asher Weiss once said he got a question of whether a person, you know, could light a menorah on a plane. Now, Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that it's an idiotic question for a lot of practical reasons. But the interesting thing is, you know, if it wasn't a federal crime, and if it wasn't incredibly dangerous, if it wasn't any of these things, what would it mean? Would there be any value? Would there be any value to lighting on a plane? Here you get another Chabad thing, right? Because it's not houses. You know, again, you can't. Nobody would light on a menorah that's on top of your, you know, your station wagon. Which apparently that's a din. You can only put the traveling menorahs on station wagons. They don't go on new cars for sure. Whatever.
1983.
Right. It's an interesting question, and it's a serious question, because it really could be that it's tied, much like Korban Pesach and other halachos, to having a house. Okay? And having, you know, maybe we'll talk about this in a minute, you know, what would it mean? Where does menorah come from?
Beit HaMikdash.
The idea that, you know, you're, part of the idea behind it could be like you're recreating a Beit HaMikdash, you know, in your home. If you don't have a home, so there's no purpose to doing it. A menorah is not really a traveling mitzvah. It's tied to a place. And it's a huge chiddush, you know, when you think about it. It's a huge chiddush that we light menorah anyway. Why? Because we're not supposed to really imitate things in the Beit HaMikdash. In fact, it's an Isser D'Oraisa to make a menorah like there was in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? The Pasuk says, Maskun Tolo Sasu Kamo, there are other psukim like that, meaning we're not allowed to make copies of the Kalim of the Beit HaMikdash. It's an Isser D'Oraisa, which I think is the answer to the really, really famous question of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef's famous question is, why do we light, why is Hanukkah 8 days? They had enough oil for 1 day, 7 days. The answer is, we couldn't have menorahs that have 7 branches, because that's what they had in the Beit HaMikdash. So we had to have 8. You could look this up, it's fascinating. I think it was France who gave us the menorah that's opposite the Knesset. Right, the big menorah.
We discussed that last week. I think so.
Okay. So now it has only 7 branches.
It's made of tshuva.
It has only 7 branches, which raise this whole issue. You could find tshuvas. I think Rav Herzog has a tshuva, and other people who are matir it by saying you can't light it. It's not really a menorah. Yeah. So therefore, even though it has 7 branches, we're going to display it because you know it's not a problem based on the menorah, based on anything. In the shul I davened in Teaneck, where it's funny now that I live in Israel, they have like a life-size kotel. Like somebody took a picture and they blew it up, so like a wall of the shul.
So you don't have to travel here.
And in front, right, so it saves a lot of money. Right. And also, they put a menorah there. Somebody donated a menorah with 7 branches. So the rabbi gave a shiur on why it's not really a problem, because you can't, it's like, it's not a real menorah, there's no place to put oil or anything, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Whatever I thought, 6 months later it disappeared, never to return. So, okay, but that's an issue. So, it's a strange thing that we're trying to copy the Beis HaMikdash when that's a thing that we don't normally do. Okay, that's an interesting side point, but let's go on. You light outside to the left.
I have a question
to ask. Huh?
I've got a question to ask. Let's say you
does it have anything to do with what we're talking about?
No.
Yeah.
You have to go on a trip. You can't light the candle before.
Right.
Can you bring
An electric thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's worth. Where would you turn it on? When you get there? When you get there. So I once lit in Motel 6 in Indianapolis.
Yes.
I'm running out of storage, you're saying?
You would have did this trip.
I don't have that many. I don't have that many lighting in Indianapolis storage. Okay, anyway, all I'm saying is you got to light someplace. I was sleeping there. Okay, it was all complicated. Let's go on. Okay. So why do you light on the left? Kadesh Tei Mezuzah Mimin V'Ner Chanukah Mismol. Second line in 3. V'im Ein Mezuzah B'Petach Manichom Mimin. Very interesting, right? Means you really want to light on the right, but there's a mezuzah there already. V'im Yinicho Badelet Atzmo Yanicho Mechetzio Shel Knisa Litzad Smol. If you're lighting in the doorway, do it like halfway but to the left. Now here's the part we want. Haggah. The Ramah says, Umihu Bizman Hazeh. I've cleverly bolded this. Shekulanu madlikim bifnim. Let's just stop there. Sometimes you go, how did that happen? The Gemara was so clear that you're supposed to light outside. How does the Rama in the 1500s just drop as if it's, you know, now we light inside. Right? It's just when you look at the development of Allah, it's fascinating to see this. Now I want to be clear, it's not the Rama's fault. It had been the minhag beforehand. But when you look at how halacha develops and moves over time, here's a really fascinating case where there's no other shita in the Gemara, there's no other shita in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Beis Yosef lived in Tzfat. I assume there wasn't a lot of anti-Semitism in Tzfat when he lived there, although I'm sure somebody will tell me that there was Zoroastrians there or something. But for the most part...
Well, the Bible says, Shulchan Aruch.
I'm aware of that.
So there is a source.
Yes, but he doesn't say... You know, we all live in Sakana. The Rama lived in Krakow. I think it was approved. The Ramallah in Krakow was very little anti-Semitism. But the way he says it is, this is what we do now. The Ramallah couldn't imagine a world in which there wasn't anti-Semitism. It's a really strange thing that the Ramallah codifying the Gemara, I'll say it this way, at best, he codifies the B'dievet situation as if it's l'chatchila. That's the way you read it, and it's a fascinating thing. I think it's a really fascinating thing. Okay, so let's read. He says, nowadays, Rama says, since we all light inside, ve'ein heker livnei rishut harabim klal, in the Rama's time, they're not even lighting in the window. Right? He says, ein heker rishut harabim klal, no one could see. Okay? Now again, maybe the Rama really just lived in a world where there, you know, this is just anti-Semitism. I don't know. We could argue about 1500s in Krakow. My understanding was it wasn't so bad.
Northern Europe, in which case the weather was the determinant.
Yeah, but but you could light in a window on a rainy night. That's not fair. We all might do it tomorrow night. I appreciate how much you want to defend the Rama. But when he says, you know, we're lighting inside Ve'ein Hekel Ibn Neveshut Harabim Klal, it means he's not lighting in the window either. Which means it must be anti-Semitism. But let's go. He says, Ein lachush kol kach im ein madlikim betefach hasamuch lepetach. Basically, he says, if you're lighting inside, it doesn't really matter where you light. The whole lighting and the doorway and the mezuzah on one side, he says, you know, you don't need that because we're just doing it inside. Umi kol makom. Nevertheless, he says, haminhag lehadlik betefach hasamuch lepetach kmo bimehem. The minhag is to try to light in the doorway. By the way, nobody I know does this for the simple reason that you can't open the door then. If you light in the doorway, you can't go out. So I've never seen anybody who really lights, you know, in the doorway, because it just is a problem.
What about the definition of Rishut HaRabim, that there's very few places that have the actual Rishut?
So the answer is nobody takes that seriously. Nobody thinks that Rishut HaRabim, as described here, needs 600,000 people and straight streets. So it's not like Rishut HaRabim for Shabbos. It's used colloquially, meaning, you know, for people to see. Okay. He says, "Umi kol makom haminhag lahadlik b'tefach hasamuch lepetach kmo bimehem ve'ein lishanot." You shouldn't change the minhag. Again, a minhag which is obviously not that old because it's not the Gemara's minhag. Ela im kem rabim b'nei habayit shadif yoter lahadlik kol achad b'makom miyuchad mila arev haneirot biyachad ve'ein heker kama neirot madlikim. He says the minhag loses out to practicality. He's not worried about fire danger. He says if every light's in the same place, you can't see how many nights it is. It's not the real persumini, so that we need. Nevertheless, he says, like, don't light where your wife lights Shabbos candles. Because then it doesn't look like it's... Ki az lo yiyeh heker klal. Right? It's the exact... Shabbos candles are really supposed to be used for light. This, you know, and menorah is supposed to not be used for light. So therefore, don't light in the same place. V'avki ein heker rak libnei abayit. What's the difference? The only people who know, who see it, are the members of the household, and they know that they made a bracha for Hanukkah, not for Shabbos. They know this is a menorah, and it's not for the lighting purposes. Nevertheless, v'avki ein heker rak libnei abayit mikal makom heker ktsat mihaboyi. Right? Like you say to yourself, what's wrong if I light a menorah where my wife lights Shabbos candles? I know it's a menorah. No one else could see it. I'm not worried about it. He says, nah, the minhag is that, you know, that you should do it differently. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah saves us a little bit in source number 4, right on this Ramah. He says, ve'ein lish, don't change the minhag. He says, umi kol makom. Im yesh lo chalon hasamuch l'rishut harabim. If there's a window that people could see, nachon yoter she'anichu sham kidei she'yeh heker libnei rishut harabim v'yitparsem hanes im lo b'makom d'shchicha hezeka al yidei zeh. Mishnah Berurah, who lived in Radin, in Poland, you know, I don't know if the times were so great or not, Mishnah Berurah says, listen, nobody lights outside, but you should light in the window. Unless the goyim are going to get angry at you, you should light in the window. Now, the same question should be asked of the Mishnah Berurah. If you could light in the window, because you're not worried about goyim, so light outside. Right? That's the real question. Mm-hmm. So, the Aruch HaShem, and I think it's a good question. And, you know, sometimes we're so used to how you do things that we don't ask. The Aruch HaShulchan, who lived into the 20th century, Yechiel Michal Epstein, he was related to the Netziv. He was a player and an important posek. He's bothered by this question. And he says as follows in source number 5 at the bottom of the page. V'hine ata, now, ein anu badlikim b'chutz. We don't light outside. And he acknowledges the following. Va'av she'ein sakana etzlenu. Well, there's no Zoroastrians, there's no one, the goyim aren't going to attack us if we lit outside. Mikol makom, he says, kim'at hu min ha'nimna'ot, it's simply impossible to light outside. Mipnei she'b'chol ha'medinot shalanu, and he's talking about, European Jews, yimei Chanukah heim yimei sagrir geshem v'sheleg v'ruchot chazakim, it's the winter. There's rain and snow and wind and all these things. V'i efshar lahanicham b'chutz, and you can't light outside. Now wait, we're not so technologically advanced. You could light outside, right? How do you light outside? In those cool boxes. So he says, well, you can't light outside, second to last line, im lo lahaskiram bizchuchit, unless you put them in a fish tank. Something, so fine, so put them in a fish tank. So he says, v'kuli hai lo atrichuhu rabbanon. And Rabbanon don't want to have to make you get a fish tank. This is, you could feel him like grasping at straws here. Why? It's so expensive to get a fish tank? Esrog's pretty expensive. A Megillah's pretty expensive. So get a fish tank. He says, no, they don't want to make you get a fish tank. It won't be as visible. On bad nights, it's true. Like, your fish tank could fog up when it gets very... He says, it won't really be seen as being for the mitzvah of Chanukah, maybe. V'lo b'chol ha'mekomot yanichu la'asot kach. The authorities might not always let you light. I guess if you live in an apartment building, they're not going to let you put a fish tank outside. V'lachein kulanu, all of us, madlikim b'bayit. Okay? So this is, to my knowledge, and to Rav Asher Weiss's knowledge, because I stole my sources from him, this is the first real, discussion of, hey, why aren't we doing what the Gemara seems to say? And you really feel the Aruch HaShulchan really just grasping at stuff. He says, why don't we light outside? Well, first of all, it's really cold and windy and rainy, so you can't light outside. He knows that you can. Well, you could get one of these boxes, but Chachamim were not matriachas to get one of these boxes. What does that mean exactly? And then, well, and if you've got the box, it's not really such persume nisa, so we don't do it. So there is a discussion, which I don't find that compelling, but there is a discussion about, let's say, lighting Shabbos candles from incandescent bulbs and things like that. There's a shita that, if it's behind glass, maybe you're not yotze. But I don't see that shita having anything to do with lighting in a fish tank. There's a really creative, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in an effort to defend the minhag, had a really, really creative answer. He said, what's the din? And you mentioned this before. The din is when you light, right, what we call is hadlaka osa mitzvah and not hanacha, meaning the mitzvah is when you light. It's not the result of your lighting. It's when you light. So, for example, you can't light someplace and then move it because it's where you light that matters. How does this play out halacha l'maisa? If you lit and you put in enough oil for it to last for an hour, and something happened and it went out, you were yotze the mitzvah, because hadlaka osa mitzvah, meaning the moment that you light. Okay, so for example, if you lit outside without a fish tank, you're not yotze, assuming it goes out as it normally would, because any breeze would put out your menorah. Why? Because when you lit it, there was no reasonable expectation that it would stay lit for at least a half an hour, because there's nothing protecting it. Right? When you light in the window, there's every reason to think it will stay lit. When you light outside, there's every reason to think that the slightest breeze will blow it out. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, it's so creative. He says, how do you light in a fish tank? For the most part, you have to leave it open in the front in order to light. So he says, in the second that you light, there's no expectation that it will last. Because it only happens when you close the box. And so the reason why we don't light in fish tanks outside, according to him, which most people disagree with, but it's a really creative idea, is because hadlaka osa mitzvah, the second that you light, that's the important moment, the second that you light, the front of the fish tank is open, and if you left it that way, it would blow out. Okay, again, very creative. Rav Asher Weiss thinks that it's not very compelling, but at least he makes a serious effort at fixing this problem. Okay. Yeah, so for example, if you lit, you want to light right now, because it's night time, but you know, you don't have enough oil for it to last even a half an hour. So you say to yourself, I'll light now, I'll go get oil, and I'll pour it in. You can't do that. Because when you lit, it was not going to last for a half an hour. That's the din. Okay? Now,
is the reason you're lighting outside, of course, it has to be seen by somebody?
That seems to be the reason.
I mean, I live on a dead-end street here.
Right.
At the end of a dead-end street. I don't think anybody really sees my...
Okay, so there might be... I'm not here to paskin halacha. I want to hide from that. But I'm saying it could be more reasonable for you to light inside because that's where people will see it. The only people will see
well,
it.
Well, I light in the window because outside is helpless.
Okay.
So, but I don't think anybody passes by.
Okay, so that's an interesting
unless
question.
Unless you're walking a dog or something.
When I lit in Indianapolis, you know, it was clear that no one would see it. Right. So I didn't light in the window, also because I thought they would arrest me. Because like in Motel 6, there's probably
room,
like
yeah,
a rule against, right, you know. Right. Yeah.
When people live in a building, or like in Bill's case, if you have a wall around your building, so you're not going to be seen. Why didn't the custom develop that the group of people in the same building would light a big one on their roof in the Chabad style, where everyone would see it, they contribute the money to it, and
so,
it's been seen?
So first of all, that doesn't seem compelling. I wouldn't want to give up lighting my own.
It's called Chabad Beito.
Right, I wouldn't want to do that. But also, at some point you get to the whole Maisa HaMitzvah versus Kiyum HaMitzvah, me or the question of how much is the process and how much is the result? How much do you want to sacrifice? Let's say you're right. That if you lit a gigantic menorah on top of your building in the world's biggest fish tank, right? That there would be more Pursume Nisa, right? But not every family would do the mitzvah.
Well, they're contributing.
I understand, but it could be that there's a value to doing it above and beyond just the result. We'll get there in a minute. Let's go back to what's the real question? The real question is that the Gemara seems to say the mitzvah is to light outside. How do we not light outside? So one of the things you can get away with in saying number 6 in the Beis Yosef is this is with respect to the mitzvah of mezuzah. But there too it says, v'nireh, she'im shina be'elu hamikamot eino ma'akev. The Gemara there says that mitzvah to light in the top third, I'm sorry, mitzvah to hang up your mezuzah on the left side, mitzvah to hang it up on the top third of the build of your wall, a bunch of mitzvahs. He says, nireh, sheta'amo mishum de'bechal hani amrinan lishna the mitzvah, for example, mitzvah la'anicha b'tochal alo shel Pesach, you have to put your mezuzah in the door opening. Mitzvah la'anicha b'tefach ha'samach l'shut ha'rabin, it has to be in the tefach closest to the outside of your door. Mitzvah la'anicha b'tchilat shlish ha'alyon, right? This is the basic answer. Mumash malezal, dehainu lomar de mitzvah hachi v'imshina lo posal. Meaning, the Beis Yosef says with respect to mezuzah, but we can borrow that to say with respect to Hanukkah. When the Gemara, remember we started with the line, flip back to the first thing. Ner Hanukkah, mitzvah lahanicha al petach beito. So the Beis Yosef says every time it says mitzvah, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the only way to do it. Okay? How does that help us? Because now we're not stuck so much. It says mitzvah lahanicha al petach beito. It doesn't mean it's ma'akev. It doesn't mean that's the only way to do it. It means all things being equal, you know, you should have your mezuzah closest to the outside part of your door. All things being equal, you should light outside. But if all things are not equal, no big deal.
It all depends. In what period?
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
What period?
Yeah, agreed. But the Ramah...
I personally seven periods.
Good. Good, so I'm saying... The question is, you know, why are people holding on to a minhag when it's clear that the minhag only exists because of anti-Semitism, right? Ask it in a sharp way, and again, I don't mean this seriously, but in a sharp way. Isn't it completely wrong for anybody to light inside in Israel? Why? Because the only reason that we landed up with such a minhag was because of anti-Semitism. For sure now we live in a world without anti, we live in, you know, right? On my block in Efrat, there aren't that many anti-Semites. It's like two.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, you know this from going to shul with them. But you know, but for the most part, right? Why is it mutter to light inside? It's an interesting question, right? If you follow the halacha through, you're absolutely right. You have every, you know, I understand why Jews for centuries lit inside. Now we live in the state of Israel. Okay, with the West Bank, it's dangerous, but you know, let's put it this way. Muhammad wants me, and it's not because I'm lighting a menorah. Okay? So that's not the issue. One more. Look at the Rambam in number 7. The Rambam in Hilchos Megill B'chanak Uperek Gimel Halacha Gimel says, "Umipnei zei tkinu chachanim shabotah ador shiyu shmonat hayamim ha'elu shetchilatam milel chamisha v'asrim kislei." From the 25th, you made simcha v'halel umadlikin bohen haneirot bo'erev al pitchei habatim. In the Rambam, it really sounds like lighting outside is as important as lighting at night. Like the Rambam would not, you know, it seems like for the Rambam it's really serious. I'll bet anything the Rambam lit outside. I don't know if I could find some support for that anywhere. But you get the feeling the Rambam thinks there is no other mitzvah. Okay, and then you look at number 8, a related Rambam, in the next parak of Hilchos Megillah, parak Dalad Al-Chahei, Ein madlikin neirot Chanukah kodem shetishka hachama. Right, you can't light Chanukah menorah before Shkia. Ela im Shkiata, you light at sunset. Lo ma'achrin v'lo ma'akdimin. Rambam says this isn't a, you know, you're supposed to do it exactly then. Shachach o hizid, you forgot or you couldn't or you didn't want to. V'lo hidlikim Shkiata chama. Rambam says okay, b'di'eved madlik v'holech ad she'tichle regel min hashok. You could continue lighting until passerbys stop passing by.
How does that fit with the previous one where it said the whole line?
Huh?
How does this fit with the previous Rambam where it said the whole line?
No, it means every night.
It
doesn't mean the whole night. It means every night for 8 nights. Okay? V'kama hizmanzo, how much time do you have for this? Kumo chatzisha o yoter. About a half an hour. I think everybody would agree that in our lives, it's more than a half an hour. We have electric lights. It's not the case that... Okay? But here's the part. Last words. Avar zman ze eino madlik. Right? The Rambam doesn't cut you any slack. What's the Rambam shita? The only reason to light is for pursuma nisa. If no one's walking past, if it's 12 o'clock at night, the Rambam says, you can't light. I think it's connected. He could only imagine lighting outside. The only purpose of lighting outside is for passerbys to see. If you've missed the window in which there are passerbys, you're finished.
So that answers your question. If you have a high wall and nobody can see the window or the front door, whatever.
That's why he suggested the roof.
The Rambam might say you have to light on the other side of the wall. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but I think it's generally understood that the Rambam was an outlier in Rishonim. I think the Rambam would tell us what we're doing, lighting inside is wrong. Almost all Rishonim support lighting inside for anti-Semitism, whatever. The Rambam really feels like, no, that's not the mitzvah. But there's strong support for lighting inside. And now let's look at another one. Look at number 9. Again, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh omrim, Hagar, Yesh omrim, shebizman hazeh, shemadlikim bifnim. Nowadays that we light inside, Ein tzarich lizaheru lehadlik kodem shetichler regel min hashok. Right? You see how connected they are? The Ramah says, if we're lighting inside anyway, so it doesn't really matter if people are walking back and forth, because they're not going to see it anyway. We're obviously lighting for the people inside. Okay? Umi kal makom, says Ramah, obviously tov lizaher gam bizman hazeh. The best thing is to light on time, even bizman hazeh. But don't worry about it so much, because if you're lighting just for inside, whoever sees it is fine. Okay. Umiu hani mil lechatchila. That's the chatchila. Vel imavar zeh hazman velo idlik madlik veolech kol alayla. Says the Ramah, since you're lighting for the people inside, you could light all night long. Now, later poskim, I think the Mishnah Berurah also, but later poskim will say the same thing. If you're the only one, if it's 1 in the morning, right, you come back from a wedding, it's 1 in the morning, you might be the only person who'll see the menorah. Right. they're nervous to let you light them. And the suggestion is, funny as it sounds, to wake someone up in your house. So that you... Okay, so then, you know, then you'd be doing some... Then you'd be doing some form of presume nisa. Okay, now, let's take a second. Let's take a second and ask the question. Could it be as simple as this? The Rambam thinks presume nisa is for people outside of your house and or Gentiles. I have no support for this. But the idea is for outside the house. And the Rambam says, no. Persume Nisa is for people to be aware of the fact that it's Hanukkah. People, meaning even you. Even you. Right? It's an act of Persume Nisa. Now, luckily for the Rama, this isn't the only din of Persume Nisa that we have. Right? We could look at other examples. Look at source number 10. Says the Magid Mishnah, Nira Shalom Dumi Mashinit Bar Perak Zayin of Chametz Umasa. Shafilu anisha b'Yisrael lo yifchot midalat kosot. Why can't the poor person skip dalat kosot? Why does he have to borrow money? V'ata mishum persume nisa. Right? Dalat kosot at the Seder is because of persume nisa. Now, it can't be that it's for anybody outside of the house. Right? Nu chumra. Right? We'll get drunk and we'll run around outside. That will be persume nisa. There's no such thing. Kriyas HaMegillah is considered to be Persume Nisa. Okay? That takes place, but you could do Kriyas HaMegillah by yourself. L'chol HaDeos, you're allowed to read Megillah for yourself and make a bracha. Okay? Some people think Halal is Persume Nisa. So the answer is, we definitely have examples in Halacha of Persume Nisa, and they have nothing to do with people in the street. Right? They have nothing to do with really publicizing the miracle, they have to do with us feeling it. The question is, could it be that the Persume Nisa of Hanukkah is different than all other Persume Nisas? For the Rambam, it clearly is. The Rambam doesn't think, even Chabad don't think you have to lay Megillah outside. Right, they do it sometimes because it's cool. But they don't think so. Nobody thinks so. Nobody thinks you have to have a Seder outside. So could it be that the Persume Nisa related to Hadlakas HaMenorah is different than Persume Nisa of you know, the other examples of Persume Nisa, like Dalit Kosos, like Halel, like Kriyas HaMegillah? For the Rambam, it would have to be. Right? The Rambam would have to find some way to say that when Chazal made a gzera of lighting it, they wanted it to be done publicly in a way that they didn't require in other situations. The Rambam is home free. The Rama says, Persume Nisa in your house. Right? Now, by the way, you should know something. That's a fact, although it takes a slight adjustment to the idea of Persume Nisa. We think Persume Nisa means to let people know that there was such a miracle. Right? But what if Persume Nisa is much more of the type that we have at the Seder of, you know, Bechol Dovador Chayev Adam Lirot Et Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzami Mitzrayim. When you light the menorah, maybe the feeling is supposed to be, I'm recreating the miracle that happened in the Beit HaMikdash. And that's Persume Nisa for you and for your family. Not Persume Nisa of the type that, can I tell you there's a holiday called Hanukkah? You want to know why? Here's the backstory. No, it deepens our connection. We recreate, you know, in one Persume Nisa, the result, it's the result. You do this, the result is Persume Nisa. That's what the Rambam would say. Light a menorah. If people see it, you got the mitzvah of Persume Nisa. But I think the Rambam would say no. Light a menorah, that's Persume Nisa. When you recreate the miracle of the Beit HaMikdash, when you make your house into a mini Beit HaMikdash by lighting a menorah, that is Persume Nisa.
In today's times, you could put it on your Facebook so thousands would see.
Yes.
Is that even...
I think last year we talked about this, because it was just last year that it happened, that Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared, were in Hawaii for Hanukkah, as most Orthodox Jews are commanded to do, and they posted, you know, a picture of their menorahs on a table. right? And the, you know, the their Facebook thing got, you know, 50,000 likes or whatever. And these morons, to prove that they're not really from, pointed out that they weren't lighting in the window, right? And I remember thinking, they got 50,000 people to like their picture. Yeah, you know, I don't want to, you know, technically speaking, you know, maybe in, well, it could be in Hawaii, there's a lot of anti-Semitism, so they couldn't light in the window. But the point is, at some level,
the governor was Jewish.
Okay. on some level, there's truth to that, but you have to always balance it against doing the mitzvah. Like, you're right, on the top, on the roof of Yeshivat Har Etzion, so that all the Arabs could see, there's a gigantic menorah. You can't make a bracha on it. It has electric lights, right? We're Orthodox Jews. We have to stick with, you know, the Maisa HaMitzvah and the result. Okay, now, so we've touched on, so I want to put, so in terms of like how something develops, it seems obvious how it develops, right? The mitzvah was to light outside. And let's be very clear, you know, Bavel and Israel have pretty similar climates. It was winter, you know, it rained. But when Chazal said to light outside, they were aware of a phenomenon called rain. We always think that, like, where Chazal lived, it was 72 and sunny, you know. No, they knew there was such a thing. When they made the Gzeira in Bavel and in here, there was winter. In fact, I assume it was the exact same winter that we have now. So I find it difficult to believe that, you know, that was the reason. Now, did they have fish tanks? I also find that difficult to believe, but I don't know. I'm convinced that, you know, the fear that we had wasn't the weather. The fear was Goyim, as Mr. Weiser pointed out, and as we all know. And in the time of the Rishonim, Ashkenazi Rishonim for sure, they probably went a few hundred years without people lighting outside. There's no question that that takes on a force of its own. You know, if for a few hundred years no one ever heard of a Jew who lit outside, all of a sudden it comes, you know, no one wants to acknowledge that what we've been doing is b'di'eved, right? The first Jew who came back to Israel and lived in peace probably lit inside also, because that, you know, that's what Jews do. I do what my father did, I do what my mother did, I do what my grandfather did. It just took over, and there's something to it. Now, there's another thing that I noticed, and then we'll wrap up. Sunday night was the first time ever that it was just me and my wife at home. Okay? What happens is then, if you only light one menorah, you light a menorah outside. When you come inside, it doesn't feel like Hanukkah.
Right?
Right? You don't see it. You don't experience it. It's not part of, okay?
But you could light another one and tell me about a bracha.
So one second.
Okay.
So wife could light.
She lit inside.
She lit inside without a bracha because we're one person. I think husbands and wives, I think it's a mistake for a wife to, I think a daughter could make a bracha. But Ishto Kagufo, I would ask a question about that.
Okay.
I would ask a question. Okay.
But
one second.
So
I know this to be true because Rav Usher Weiss once told me that he lights outside with a bracha because he thinks that's the din, and he lights inside because that's the minhag, because that's what his father did, that's what his grandfather did, that's what his great-grandfather did, without a bracha. Of course you can't make two brachas.
Right, right, okay.
But here's the interesting thing. We don't think about this. It sounds so radical to light more than once. When it doesn't involve a bracha, that's always the answer. Right? You have a suffix about whether you took a lulav or not. You have a suffix whether your menorah was lit long enough and whether it worked. The answer always is, so do it again. There's no downside.
Why don't we make, right.
One second,
make
one
two
second. Huh?
Why can't we make another bracha? Like,
because it's one mitzvah.
Kiddushes.
No, because it's one mitzvah. You can't make kiddush. You don't normally make kiddush twice unless you're being motzi somebody.
Right.
So if you're lighting in different places, you couldn't make
What would be the hechitim? So yes, the answer is if you light in shul with a bracha, you go home and light with a bracha. But your house, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is the point is there are many times where a suffix can be easily resolved without, like, it doesn't take, you know, some kind of great halachic insight. If you're not talking about making a bracha, right? If you don't know whether you benched or not, that's the real problem, because benching is a bracha, right? But if you have a suffolk about whether you, you know, whether you did a Maisa HaMitzvah in any way, you have a suffolk about your talus, you have a suffolk about your tefillin, so put on tefillin again. Right? There's nothing... So I think it's so obvious that I'm not advocating this, but, and I don't know that I would do it myself, but when it comes to the house and I see there's no menorah inside and it feels weird, right? One of the ways to get out of this problem is simply by doing it again without a bracha. So the bottom line is, presume nisa, we saw different possibilities. The question of goyim, the question of goyim would be a real problem if you live in Gush Etzion, because, you know, we don't, the one thing we don't have enough of is goyim, you know, in our town, right? But that's an interesting question. Watching the how the halacha developed in a bizarre way, to have the Ramah say, no one liked that side, when it was clearly the din, that's fascinating. That really shows you the power of tradition in our religion, where you get it to a place where no one, you know, if I didn't see anybody doing it, by the way, it's an interesting thing. If you never saw somebody doing it, it's probably not the right thing to do. Probably. And then the last thing is, right, you could, I don't want to turn this into a chumrah, like you light in every window. You know, like in America, they have like the one candle in every window of like Christian homes. It's lovely. You know, it's not a lot of candles, it's just like a nice thing. Yeah, that could also be a crazy chumrah. Nobody does it, and I'm not advocating these things.
Okay.
But in the end, it's nice to, I'll say this, if you want to be yotzei both shitos, forget that's just a minhag. If you want to be yotzei the Rambam, you got to light outside. But if you really think that people might not be passing by, and the Ramah thinks, you know, then the inside matters most, there might be a value to having a menorah lit inside also.
Can the word Beito be understood as family rather than the physical house?
It could, but in the Chani...
Well, on vacation, the family takes a vacation.
What can I say?
I don't know, I'm asking.
We've shown him at posting, don't see it that way.
Yeah, he's outside, so...